concerns, you know, I have regarding the bill locally, and I'm one that's, you know, sort of progressive thinking when it comes to having an open mind and changing things for the better. I'm all for that. I want to be able to provide a high-quality professional service to the people of the county, but this bill, in my view, doesn't really achieve that goal. There are some things that are not terrible, but there are a tremendous amount of pretty seriously what I see as negative aspects. I'm all for training to have good, highly trained, educated law enforcement in the county. The problem locally, especially with us, are funds. There's a pretty dramatic increase in training mandates that go along with this bill, and no increase in funding to cover the costs associated with providing that training, which is detrimental to a county like ours, who is already struggling financially. It's already difficult to find applicants for law enforcement. I think this will only make it more difficult, just because it will drive those applicants to be more valuable once they receive that training, and we just don't have the financial means locally to be able to compete with the larger areas. I believe this bill will negatively affect the community that we live in, not only with increased costs associated with implementing the bill, but in our ability to actually effectively, efficiently enforce the law. I'm a very strong believer in advocating for victims of crimes, and I think this will sort of drive a wedge between those victims and law enforcement. We will unable to be able to provide services as we currently do to stand up for those victims' rights based on the changes, or I guess the elimination of cash bail. There's lots of additional limitations on use of force and making arrests, offenses that are arrestable are now citation only. There's the body camera portion. I've heard a lot of talk about won't be, I guess, a dramatic effect on us locally. We've already had a body camera program active in the county. It does change some things in the way that the consequences for failing to comply completely with the law as it's proposed will now be a felony offense for officers, which to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I understand if an officer, you know, does something maliciously or with ill intent, they should be held accountable. But the language is so vague and general that a simple forgetting to turn it on or forgetting the camera on the charging station could be interpreted as a misconduct offense that is not only punishable by prison, but also decertifiable, which is a new thing which this law puts into place. A board that can review issues with officers and decertify them, which would be to take away their ability to continue in the job without a lot of due process that we normally expect in our society. They've created the ability to for people to file complaints regarding officers anonymously, confidentially, and those complaints have to be reviewed. They have to be maintained for literally ever in their personnel file. And, of course, those complaints are subject to certain Freedom of Information Act requests as well. So a completely baseless complaint could potentially follow an officer for forever, which to me doesn't make a lot of sense as well. If somebody is doing something wrong, I'd like to know about it. I'd like to know who it comes from and be able to investigate it thoroughly. But in this job, you know, arresting people for committing crimes, and oftentimes those people aren't known to be the best decision makers, putting them in a place to where they can frivolously complain without merit and substantially harm a good, you know, officer's career just doesn't seem like it reaches the intended goal of trying to make better cops.